Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Before we dive in, pause and breathe with me. Hand over your heart, feet on the floor, present in this moment. Say it softly, but say it like a declaration. I know who I play for. Today, we're talking about timing, divine timing, sources timing, your timing, and why rushing can sometimes steal your peace and your blessing. Let's ground ourselves in Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We live in a world that worships the hustle, celebrates the rush, and says faster is always better. But Source teaches us there is a season for everything. If you plant seeds in the winter, you can't force the harvest. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is trust the timing, release the pressure, and let life unfold. Let me bring this lesson on timing into the real world, especially for my business owners and entrepreneurs. So many times, people come to me after chasing the dream of an overnight seven-figure launch. They've watched the gurus online, people who make it look so simple, so attainable. They hear phrases like, I spent $7 per lead on ads, or for every dollar I spend, I see 20 in return. It sounds so approachable. You think, if I just spend $1,000 on ads, I can get the same results. But here's what most people don't see. Those big launches aren't built on $1,000. They're built on tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands, spent over months or even years. They've run test after test, dialing in the messaging, building massive lists, and had teams working behind the scenes before the revenue ever caught up. What works for the big names with deep pockets and years of infrastructure rarely translates directly to the average entrepreneur. Most people don't realize that until they are already feeling frustrated and disappointed. That's usually when they come to me, tired, discouraged, and feeling like they did something wrong. But here's another thing I see all the time. When things don't happen instantly, people start reaching for the most misused quote on the internet. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So they quit. They switch strategies. They throw out all their assets and all their momentum just before the seeds have time to take root. Let's call it what it really is. That's impatient masquerading as wisdom. There's a difference between mindlessly repeating what doesn't work and patiently refining what does work, giving your process the time it needs to bloom. What I teach is different. I don't throw away all of their hard work. I take the marketing assets that they already created, the webinars, videos, emails, and I just remix them. I break them apart into shorter, powerful segments and set them up for consistent, ongoing visibility. Here's what happens every time. Sales don't pour in instantly, but they do start trickling in around 90 days. By the six-month mark, there's a steady, predictable stream. By a year, they look up and realize just how much has compounded, all from what they already had, but with patience and a new process. Most people don't stick with anything long enough to see this kind of growth. The world keeps selling the now, now, now. But real lasting success has its own timing. You have to trust the process and trust source, even when you can't see the results right away. So, if you ever felt behind or felt like you missed the boat or wondered what you did wrong, you didn't fail. You just need to let the seeds you've planted grow. You don't have to rush or throw everything away. Your harvest will come when you trust the timing, keep refining, stay faithful, and keep showing up. Always, in all ways, I know who I play for. Let's anchor all of this with the wisdom from Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. Think about that in the context of your business journey. So often, we want our harvest in the same season we planted the seed. We're used to instant gratification, fast results, and the illusion that anything worth having should come quickly. But the Bible reminds us that there's a time and a purpose for every phase: planting, waiting, nurturing, and finally, harvesting. When those big launches don't go as planned, it's not always a sign that your idea was bad or that you failed. Sometimes it's simply not harvest season yet. Just like you wouldn't dig up a seed a week after planting to see if it sprouted, you can't rush the blessing or skip the process. Your story of relaunching those business assets, breaking them into smaller pieces, and letting sales build over time is a perfect example of living in real life. Trust the process. Honor the season that you're in, allowing your business, your strategy, or your results to unfold in real time. And then understand, there is a sacred rhythm to everything: businesses, relationships, healing, and growth. If you align with source and trust your season, you'll see fruit in due time. When you trust, or when you try to rush, quit, or pivot just to escape the discomfort, you miss the miracle that was already on its way. And I want to say that one more time. When you try to rush, quit, or pivot just to escape the discomfort, you miss the miracle that was already on its way. So if you're in a season of waiting, refining, or feeling like things are slower than you want, remember, your harvest is already scheduled. Stay faithful to the process and honor the timing of source. And always, in all ways, I know who I play for. Now, let's break this down even further, because trusting timing is more than just waiting around. It's about wise action, clear refinement, and staying aligned with source. Impatience is tricky, and it often masquerades as wisdom. And I must say that again. Impatience is tricky. It often masquerades as wisdom. We tell ourselves that we're pivoting or being strategic by quitting too soon, when really, we're just uncomfortable with the wait. There is a world of difference between stubbornly repeating what doesn't work and patiently refining what does work. Abraham Hicks says, "If you're paddling upstream, feeling frustrated and frantic, you're not in the flow. Let go. Trust the current, and you'll get further with less effort." When you're constantly jumping from strategy to strategy, hoping for instant results, you break your own momentum. Real, lasting growth, whether in business or life, comes from consistency, not constant upheaval. It's not about doing the same thing over and over, but about being steady with what works while making wise, small improvements along the way. Reverend Michael Beckwith says, you don't have to push the river. When you're in alignment, life organizes around your intention. This doesn't mean you never make changes. Refinement is holy. But there's a difference between discernment and desperation. Refinement is listening to feedback, making thoughtful tweaks, and giving your work time to develop roots. Desperation is pulling up every plant every week to see if it's grown yet, killing your own harvest with impatience. Source is not rushed. Source is precise. There's a season for every seed. The best thing you can do is show up, nurture what you've built, and trust that what you want is ripening beneath the surface, even if you can't see it yet. So if you find yourself on the edge of quitting, ask, am I being wise, discerning, or is this just impatience masquerading as wisdom? Have I really given my plan the time, love, and consistency it needs to bloom? How can I refine rather than abandon what I've already sown? The true wisdom is in knowing the difference between necessary change and giving up too soon. Stay the course. Give your seeds time. Work in partnership with Source and watch how things come together when you stop rushing the miracle. Always and always, I know who I play for. So let's slow this down and make it personal. Wherever you are, take a few slow, deep breaths. Allow your shoulders to relax and your mind to open. Now I want you to honor your season. Where in your life or business do you feel like you're in the waiting season right now? Is there a project, a dream, a relationship that you wish you would move faster and show results sooner? How does it feel to be in this season? Are you frustrated? Are you anxious? Are you tempted to quit or change directions? Now, I want you to spot the impatience masquerading as wisdom. Can you name a time when you switched strategies, quit, or abandoned something because it didn't work fast enough? Looking back, was it truly wisdom or was it just impatience dressed up as smart decision making? How might things have turned out if you've given it more time or refined instead of replaced? Now let's compare with nature's timing. Think about a seed planted in the ground. Would you dig it up every week to check its progress, or would you trust it to sprout in its season? Where in your life could you be gentler with your own timing, allowing the process to unfold instead of rushing the harvest? Now, let's talk about trusting Source and your process. What would it feel like to really trust Source's timing for your business, your dreams, or your relationships? Can you find one area where you're willing to stay the course, refining as needed, but not abandoning ship because the results aren't instant? Now, let's try to anchor into this new wisdom. Write or say aloud or meditate these affirmations. I honor the season I'm in, even if it's not the season I'd choose. I trust that every seed I've planted is growing, even if I can't see it yet. I release impatience, masquerading as wisdom. I welcome true discernment. With Source as my guide, I refine my process instead of rushing the harvest. I know who I play for, and I trust the timing of my life. Now, let's visualize your harvest. You close your eyes and picture your dream, your goal, or relationship as the field you've planted. See the seeds deep in the earth, unseen but not alive. Now you can see them coming alive. Imagine sunlight, water, and your own patient attention nurturing them. See tiny sprouts pushing through, right on time, not a moment too soon or too late. Let yourself rest in knowing that you are right where you need to be, doing exactly what is needed in this season. And when you're ready, you're going to take a deep breath and we're going to go into really doing these affirmations and guided visualizations. So again, take a deep breath here. In and out. Let's plant some new beliefs in your spirit today. If you're able, close your eyes. Place one hand over your heart and one over your belly, feeling the breath of life move through you. With every inhale, invite in peace. Then with every exhale, release pressure and hurry. Imagine yourself in a beautiful garden at dawn. The air is crisp, the earth is soft, and you can see small green sprouts breaking through the ground. You know you planted these seeds weeks or months ago. Some are just now beginning to show. Some are still hidden, deep in the earth, gathering energy, doing the quiet work before they bloom. Let this be your story too. Now let's affirm these truths together. I'll say each one, repeat after me, or let the words echo softly with your mind. I honor my season and trust the process of life. I release impatience, masquerading as wisdom. I am willing to refine, nurture, and wait for my harvest. Source is working with me, arranging the right people, opportunities, and timing for my highest good. I let go of the need to rush or force. I choose peace, faith, and presence. My dreams are seeds growing at their own pace. Every day, I'm guided to wise action, no frantic reaction. I am patient, discerning, and open to miracles in due time. I know who I play for, and I'm aligned with Source timing for my life. Now picture yourself kneeling in that garden, pressing your palms gently to the earth. Feel gratitude for every unseen root, every hidden sprout, every slow but certain bloom. Let a sense of peace fill your heart. You don't have to chase what's already yours. Your harvest is coming. When you're ready, take one last deep breath, feeling fully supported by Source. Open your eyes and step back into your day with patience, trust, and hope. You don't have to force your blessing. You don't have to rush your miracle or chase your season of harvest. There is a time and a purpose for everything under source. Your journey, your business, your relationships, your healing, they all unfold in perfect rhythm, whether you can see it or not. If you find yourself tempted to give up or to confuse impatience with wisdom, pause, breathe, ask yourself, am I being guided to refine and stay, or am I simply uncomfortable with the wait? Most of the time, we call wisdom is just impatience in disguise. The true wisdom is in discernment, knowing when to make a shift and when to trust the process. Let today be the day you honor your season. Trust that source is with you in the planting, in the nurturing, in the waiting, and in the blooming. Remember, some of the greatest miracles are working underground, unseen, until one day they burst forth in ways you could have never imagined. If this episode gave you a sense of peace or helped you reclaim your patience, I invite you to join us at Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. Download today's affirmation track, share your story, and surround yourself with a community that honors your timing and your journey. You are not alone. You are not late. Your season is right on schedule. And let's say it one more time together. Always and always, I know who I play for. So stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. And I'll see you the next time. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.